in a conference dealing with Malcolm X, need anyone mention the power of the word? The next speaker needs no introduction. I bring you the poet laureate of black liberation, Amiri Baraka.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very good to see so many old friends, so many friends of Malcolm's. I want to read two poems. One that tries to explain why it is we need this conference, and the second is, of course, to Malcolm X. And I see my brother, Muhammad Babu, out there. We were just talking about the day in January 65. We sat with Malcolm X all night in the Waldorf Astoria right after Babu and him had overthrown the Zanzibari government and began to make what is now Tanzania. And we talked to Malcolm all night. We had brought that all back. This is called, and this is to address ourselves to Vito Bush, and it's called Sin. This is why we need this conference and many conferences wherever you are, wherever you go, like this, to get it back on. This is called Sin Soars. The American people's voice is never heard well, is seldom heard. ABC, CBS, NBC, Rocky, DuPont, Mellon, Rich, Thieves and Murderers is. Pretend human real animals is. Animals that own network newspaper chains, IBM and them, Krupp and Dutch, Philips, Japanese and German corporations, Israeli bankers and the private collectors of the debt of any nation. They is not, but not the American people. Their voice is never, well, seldom heard. English Department Skull and Crossbone, New Critic Klansman is deconstructing the day named for night slaughter. They laugh, they soul, they do not have. The American people voice, Eurocentric cultists of white supremacy own it. They own the superstructure for the business of planets. Shit namers, we call them. They name shit and get us to buy shit and eat shit. They voice is... They voice is always heard. But not the American people, not many people, real people, whole people, not Americans of any kind, definitely not Native Americans, African Americans, Puerto Rican or Chicano Americans, Central Americans, South Americans, invaders of Panama is, US, USSR con artists ripping off Nicaragua is, always is, Contras, Klan, Nazis is, seldom the people is. The downside negative, but not the American people. The corporations censor the American people's voice. People who own radio stations, people who own TV networks, they can be heard, chicken kings, hotel queens, but not the American people. The American people, their voice is never heard. So now they voices we hear are selling us. They voices carried in image profane, the voices and images jarring our favorite movies and shatters of cell. Like the Germans and Japanese economies, they return via dark shadows to gold light hoorays, gold, flood, sun, burst, hoorays. They sell CBS records and CBS films. Miles and Monk and Billy and Duke belong to Samurai Inc. Frank Capra and Orson Welles, Sidney Poitier Hayworth belong now to Samurai Inc., a subsidiary division of Standard Oil of New York. Give me a S, give me a O, give me an N, give me a Y. Sony, Standard Oil of New York. So they transferred control of German. So they transferred control of German and Japanese corporations at the end of World War II to Rocky's holdings through Farben and Mitsubishi, the good S went on. With Marshall and his plan, they lifted the spoils and with our death and our toils and gave them legally to themselves. While Truman lied and Eisenhower choked on the oatmeal, they gave themselves money to defend our wealth in their pockets as security guards of Samurai Inc., as Samurai Inc., as Allahu Akbar oil gods, Inc., as legislators, governors, as money dents and murder dents, as any and every, as what it is, was, and their will overdone. To the bone, to the minstrel grin, to the marrow of electrocution, to the splinters of serial kill, to the tap dances of thugs. They cough up nothing but germs in the ditch of history. They lie, they old and wiggle in ice cubes, knocking cold non-rhythm jolt of swastika, the sauerkraut of vulture grease, the hot dogs with black ketchup, yellow retard, omnipotent frauds, bounced help. The money crosses water as dots and dashes, smelling nothing. The SOS is you, breathing, crossing the death row of Rockefeller's daydreaming teeth. They have sold our future to themselves, disguised as foreign languages and dusty ledges. The legs are sprawl, so the dirty boots elaborate the stillness. The letters awry, the tolls cooking us, the oil lamps of brokenness, ghetto-ness, barrio azul. We clack maracas of the pulse, the awaiting as delusion cops a feel. Our map is not at all what it need and would be if we, but then our map is sliced out with the newspaper, with the morality of pay toilets, and where we are is old business, the blurred memory of certain arthritic dips. So why are we, the unheard, the ones for whom democracy is a Republican pornograph, needing only a sharp slave to play? We, the why do we who are burning our flags with the cocaine of them guys, the propaganda fist of greenbacks, we who no have, no see, no know, why do we who are not with one person or one vote, who went to electoral college to study dipcraft, fraud light, who do not remember the Three Musketeers, who do not admit to being D'Artagnan, yet are from 1 second past monkey. Why do we who are not heard, the American people, why do we not dig? How come we don't understand that the U.S. is Japan and Germany now? That Russia... that Russia and China are the new colored guys, and the niggers are making all the trouble. It's the niggers, even they, it said, are somewhere making trouble, and they doing, it said, also a good effing job, because that's all we not knowing got. What news? No voice for the criminal class. You're just in time not to be. No voice, insist our...